Hi, I'm Aiden Sanders. I'm from Bryan, Ohio. I listen to a lot of almost all types of music. I used to do a lot of karaoke. So, The Boy Who Cried Wolf, that was one that I would sing a lot. But I haven't listened to it for a while, so I don't know if I can still connect with it. But something I still think about is The Reason by Hoobastank. Yeah, I listened to that. It's one of my mom's favorite songs. So I kind of picked up on that. And like, no matter the situation, you can still kind of apply it. But the thing is, trying not to always blame yourself when things go wrong. Sometimes it's just two people can't mesh together well. For the first few times I heard it, it was just because my mom liked it. But then once I kind of got my philosophy of how do I decide my music, which is the lyrics and how that's told, I started to like it more. I'll explain my philosophy a bit more before I start talking about the song. So I like to analyze song lyrics for the ones that have them, because I feel like that's the story they're trying to tell. That's what their song's kind of about, even because a lot of the times the title has nothing to do with the song. So I look at the lyrics, I listen to how they sing it, and then I listen to instruments added into it. It's kind of like for jazz, songs without it, I listen to how their tempo will sometimes change. The intensity might drop a little bit, or might just like speed up, and then bam, big explosion to the hype music. So that's kind of my philosophy pretty much. Yeah, one of my old favorite songs was Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra. It's because I met that girl while the song was playing, right? It was kind of like the song was playing. We met at the nighttime at a pool party. So I liked it for a bit, and then things just went horrible between us. Now every time I hear the song, I like it for a bit, and then all the memories flood back to me, so I had to switch songs. I can't listen to it anymore, and I can enjoy it. I can only try and push through singing it when I'm super sad, but then I'm crying my eyes out. It's strangers in the night, exchanging glances. Oh, no. I think the part that normally I can't go past is he used to part, he says they lived together happily pretty much, and I just, knowing how bad the separation was, I can't do it at that song anymore, that part. An album I found recently was Portrait of a Dog by, I'm trying not to say his name wrong, Jonah Yana, I believe. He made it because his grandparents, or his grandpa, was having memories remembering him, having problems remembering him. So he recorded their interactions, and he put part of that into his songs. I fall in love too easily. I think that's one that's normally pretty good.
Say that one again.
I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker. And Lofty, some of her songs are pretty good. She's more recent. She's pretty young. But she makes some jazz things. And one of them is also including part of Chet's music.
Do you like Chet Baker a lot?
A good bit, yeah. I like his... his more smooth and gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, quite often, because I just have a big playlist of my liked songs. So sometimes I just put shuffle on, and it'll go from Luis Prima, The Bigger the Figure, to DMX. So that's a big jump. It's the bigger the figure, the better I like it, the better I like it. And it's y'all gonna make me lose my mind. So with rap, it's normally, I think, in my old friend group, because that's how a lot of it is connected. Yeah. The decisions and choices made by people. So, like, I don't like a lot of this, like, mumble rap, because there's, like, gloating about doing these horrible things. I prefer more, like, Kendrick Lamar, where, like, he mentions it, where, like, he's telling a story, or expressing his regret. It's more like, I've moved on, I didn't like who I was then, I'm better now. I think it's because a lot of songs are storytelling. So you connect that to how someone is or your memories of someone. As I'd say it's more of a connection thing, like memory. It helps you remember someone or moments in your life.